Hello and welcome to the WebSudden Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. YouTube has hit 1 billion hours of video viewership per day. Line Pay is seeing huge growth and Flipkart has introduced a traditional Indian parlor game to Instagram as part of a new advertising campaign. YouTube has surpassed a significant milestone in the amount of video watched on its site each day. According to the Wall Street Journal, over 1 billion hours of video are watched every day on YouTube after the implementation of user personalization designed to keep people on the site for longer. eMarketer's principal video analyst, Paul Verner, said that new algorithms on the site that increased viewing time as opposed to clicks have made the platform an increasingly effective advertising vehicle. Verner added that this has meant that marketers are increasingly ready to spend more on YouTube advertising, allowing it to capture a growing share of TV budgets. eMarketer also predicted that around 95% of users of OTT services will use YouTube by the end of 2017, meaning that the site is now likely to look elsewhere to expand. Monica Pert from eMarketer said that it remains to be seen whether brands will be attracted to the site in the future, as they're used to telling their stories within premium content viewing environments such as television. Line Pay has seen a growth in transaction volume of nearly 1,400% over the past year. In an announcement on its success in 2016, the company revealed that the payment service had passed 10 million users and had seen a 280% rise in registrations over the same period. In its home country of Japan, the growth has been encouraged by new partnerships with brands such as the Japanese credit card company JCB. With a new partnership, users can receive reward points when they use Line Pay on the JCB network, which can be found in many shops in the country. The service has also seen success in other countries such as Taiwan. Not only does Line Pay now have 400 merchants signed up in the country, it also launched a local version of its Line Pay card last year. Line Pay is also doing well in Indonesia and Thailand. Flipkart has launched a new Instagram campaign involving the traditional Indian game of Antakshari. In association with Dentsu Web Chutney, the Indian e-commerce giant has introduced the game to Instagram as part of the Never Ending Trending campaign. As part of the trend, users are encouraged to post images of themselves in various bits of clothing, describe the clothing, and nominate a friend to do the same, whose description must begin with the same letter that the previous user's description ended with. The campaign included 15 fashion influencers who nominated each other, which drove engagement and allowed users the opportunity to win vouchers from Flipkart if they entered. Flipkart's marketing director said that the campaign was a result of the company always looking to innovate on social media and engage with customers in fresh ways. Facebook's virtual reality plans have hit a new hurdle after a court has threatened to prevent the company from using a vital piece of software. The potential obstruction comes after the video game publisher ZeniMax asked a court to stop Oculus, which Facebook acquired in 2014, distributing code for infringing copyright laws. Oculus has said that if the ban were to be enforced, it would challenge the verdict. Meanwhile, Facebook's founder Mark Zuckerberg defended the claims, saying that the idea that Oculus products are based on someone else's technology is just wrong. And finally, Jack Ma, the chairman of the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, has accused Chinese lawmakers of not doing enough to stop counterfeiting. Alibaba has suffered a handful of counterfeit controversies, which he says is stopping its expansion into the US market. Calling the current laws ambiguous, Ma said that he would prefer to see laws that meant violators will have to face serious consequences for their actions. Between August 2015 and August 2016, Alibaba was forced to remove 380 million different product listings on counterfeiting grounds. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.